Hello, everyone. It's been quite a while, I know, since my last podcast. I've been quite busy. A lot of things have happened, actually, good and bad. Last weekend, I went to Kent. I had fun and met some new people. I went to a disco, which was quite good. They had good music compared to the ones here in Buckingham. What else? Good news, let's start. No, bad news, that's right, bad news. I recently realized how much a person I once thought loved me and cared for me doesn't, and how a person can go out of their way to make another person feel like complete shit, but that's just normal, isn't it? It's so funny how a person can't let go of something that belongs to the past. A person has to linger on just to... How can a person be full of hate? To just be so pathetic as to continue on this pickering? I swear, it's so stupid. I didn't invest in that. I just ignored it and continued my life, and I asked to be left alone because I thought it was absolutely ridiculous. But I guess it makes me the bigger person to exchange hate for love and sin for forgiveness. Just shows my moral value. I guess I now practice stoicism, which is impassiveness to pain, and it's indifference, which is exactly how I feel for the person I once loved and the person I hated. Now, they just don't mean anything to me anymore. I was too hurt. But the thing is, though, they don't mean anything to me now as people, but their memory means a lot to me. The person I love's memory will always be with me. It's not who he is anymore, but who he was just so beautiful to me. And I guess you just can't take that away from me, so ha-ha. What else? Oh, I got my results from my first assignment. And I got very, very good, so I'm quite pleased with that. Now, about my music, everyone, whoever has ever heard my music. If you haven't, go to www.rose... Oh, no, bleh, let me start again. myspace.com/Mia Rose Garden, all together. And just listen to my songs. I'm sorry, guys, if I make a lot of mistakes while I speak, but this is completely improvised, and I let go of my heart to you all. And music. I have this best friend of mine who's like my brother called Kizmiru. And he has a cousin who works in the music business. I'm just going to base it for you. Basically, I'm going to go to Switzerland now to discuss the music business. This agency wants to help me. And I'm probably going to do either a demo there, which is amazing because the Swiss studios are... They're known worldwide because they're very expensive and very, very good. Or I'm going to do one here in London. I don't know. Because a lot of people have sparked interest in me. So this is just great for me. I'm really, really happy. You know, I guess karma does come around and divine justice will prevail. Mia, you're taking literature. But yeah. What else? I just like to say here and now that I'm so thankful of the people that love me and that I love and that I know have my back. I wouldn't trade that for the world. Because that's what it is to love someone. You know, people I know just use love so, you know, so superficially. They're like, yes, I love you and I loved you, yeah. And they don't know what the first thing about love is, you know. And they don't know what fighting for someone is. Fighting for someone is actually going out of your way to try and get them to talk to you. Ooh, I got a message. If you want someone's friendship, you fight for it. You go out of your way to call them, look for them, anything. You don't just say, yes, I really, really want your friendship, do nothing about it. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to go to Switzerland tomorrow, so as soon as I come back, I will make my next podcast and tell you how I am. Until then, I guess I'm happy. I'm free. I'm born again. I'm kidding. No, I just feel glad. that I've decided to be the bigger person. Anyway, I hope you all are good. Lots of love from me. I'll talk to you guys soon.